Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Lock.
Jason Jones going to join us coming up here just about 10 minutes or so. Appreciate you being with us today. 916-909-1320. Let's start with our man TC. TC, what's happening, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What up, TC? How you doing, man?
I'm all good, man. Checking in, tapping in with the homies. Hey, Trista was wild. Hey, the homegirl T Creek always got something going on, bro.
Always. She is not boring.
She wild. I love T Creek, though. For sure. Hey, but look, before we get to Kings and Devin Carter, I'm with you too, D-Lo. But hey, hold on. That's another question. King, give me a minute, D-Lo. Hey, if anybody gonna mess with Tank, right? This dude got to get bigger. But I like that kid, Abdullah. Did you watch that fight card when Shakir's last fight? I think he had the second fight. His name is Abdullah something. Dude is tough.
I missed the fight. I know who you're talking about. Good fighter. I mean, the thing with Tank is you've got to be able to punch and make him respect your power. If you can't do that, he's going to knock you out. So that's really what it comes down to with a guy like that. He might be a little too young for Tank right now, too. But, yeah, that's what it comes down to. That's what it is.
Agree with D-Lo on his Kings take,
no,
by
that was a – I don't – I love TC. Let's get our man Ramsey in here. Ramsey, what's going on, baby?
Just wanted to get in on the conversation about sports to watch live. And one that wasn't mentioned that has all the suspense is track and field. There is nothing like being at a track and field event, especially if it has major implications like a world meet or like what we previously had in Sacramento with the U.S. Olympic trials, mm-hmm. or being at the Olympics. It's something you have to see to believe, and it's a sight and a power to behold in all of sports.
It's pretty spectacular.
It is, but the caveat is you're really talking about the racing events and maybe like three or four of them, because I went to the track trials a long time ago, and I had a good time because it was the track trials and it was cool, but they didn't even have like the semifinals of the racing that day. There was a lot of was it the pole vault and mm-hmm. high jump and all this other stuff? And it's cool to see the best in their class, but it wasn't exhilarating. I'll say that
one of the it's amazing seeing, like, I saw Usain Bolt run and set the record. Like that's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I would say is more incredible than that, seeing, you know, what was it, 10-12 elite. The most elite track athletes on the planet run, mm-hmm. seeing one of them. Mm. I will never forget being at the University of Tennessee watching one of their athletes work out on the track. Mm. I've never seen anything like that before. Like seeing LeBron, seeing like these dudes that are like big, and like LeBron is special, like he's built a certain way, just like that dude is just like different. Mm-hmm. seeing that, like, I swear to you, my lasting image of this brother working out was it didn't look like his feet were hitting the ground. He was so graceful in the way that he was moving. His strides were so long. Like, it was one of the most jaw-dropping things I've ever seen, seeing an elite track athlete just without 10 other ones around.
Yeah, yeah.
Just seeing one, yeah. Like, oh my God. That is, that it legit looks like a superpower.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, I never seen
it. It's so much so to where me and the person I was with were looking at each other like, I've never seen that before.
That's crazy. Oh, you know what? Another one, now that I think about it too, and you can combine the two because I'm sure I've never been to a UFC event, but I'm sure it's the same type of thing. A fight live. A big fight that you want to talk about energy and electricity flowing through an arena. It's crazy. I went to Floyd Victor Ortiz, and that was just electric. And don't let nothing happen there, right? Like, don't let, like,
well, I think it's
historic happen. It's just there's a buzz.
There's a buzz for fights for sure, but I think it's different when it's Floyd. Like, there's a handful of guys where, like him or not, like a Conor fight would be different.
For sure.
A Ronda fight would be different. A Floyd, like Mike Tyson.
Tank.
Those are those are that's not, you know, it's fight night at the Golden One Center. That's right. While there might be a nice little vibe there.
Right.
But it's not. It's different when it's when you have those big dogs.
That's for sure.
Skitterman Todd in here, 916-909-1320. What's up, Todd?
Hey, man. What's up, guys?
How you doing, bro?
Good. Hey, KC, I'm calling for you, brother. First of all, I'm going to correct you. It's Raider Todd. Raider Todd. And, hey, I got season tickets. I've had them in Oakland, Black Hole for years, wear the war paint. The shoulder pads, and now I got him in Vegas.
Okay.
And I ain't going to that game. You talking about you wanted to go to the Niners and Raiders in Vegas. I'm not going to that game. I could hook you up, but I need a favor.
You got to wear black face paint.
No. I like where your head's at, but no. No, I want to meet you guys, and I want to meet your girl. Your girl Trista, because she is awesome.
Boy, I'm about to say, what you want? You want to fight, Raider Todd? You want to fight? Is that what we're trying to do?
Woo. Well, look, I was like, we're about to do this, huh?
Raider Todd. I will say this, man. You ain't got to give me or nobody tickets to meet us, man. Like,
that's hilarious.
We're around a lot. You can come to one of the live shows. We'll be at Cesar Chavez Park this Friday.
TK gonna be a little harder to get. I'm glad you clarified who our girl was. TK gonna be a little tougher to get. But man, you Todd, you hang out with us whenever you want to, man. We're the most accessible dudes on the planet.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Absolutely. Come pull up on us, Raider Todd.
I know you wanted to talk about Dolan. It might have to wait a little bit.
That's good. That's good. I mean, it ain't going nowhere. Me telling him to sit the hell down and shut the hell up, that's not going anywhere.
Okay. We might have to. We might be preparing for debate class because I don't know that I'm not. Now there is not a planet in this solar system where I'm gonna side with James Dolan on anything. However, I understood what he was saying because, I told you when I saw, you know, we speculated, are they gonna do a national TV game every night? Is that gonna dilute the product? Like, what's that mean? I know the first thing I thought of. And it was, do I still need League Pass? Like, can I still, like, do I need to spend that money? And in fact, probably will, because it's not the same thing. One game on one, because it doesn't mean all other games are off. It means there's one marquee game. But, well, if you didn't read James Dolan's very odd letter to Adrian Wojnarowski, I guess.
Jason might have some thoughts. He might have.
Well, we'll talk about it then.
Have some. He might have some better understanding than
Jason,
me.
Jason might want to go to Vegas with us too.
You know, Jay coming to WrestleMania with us.
Well, man, you talk about we going to Summer League tagging along with Trista Crick. We might need to tag along with Jason Jones at WrestleMania.
No, we need to do that.
Get us an exclusive with The Rock or something like that,
or at least Carmelo Hayes.
Well, knowing Jason, it'll be Bianca Belair.
No, I'm about to say, give me the NXT roster.
Just give me Shawn Michaels on a recruiting trip. I'm just shadowing Sean on a recruiting trip. That's all. We'll come back. Jason Jones of The Athletic joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We should probably book like JR or something. We should see if we can get Jim Ross on the show.
Or we get Ricky Starks back?
Oh, we got it. That is one of my favorite moments in show history. Like, I see that clip. Like, I watch that clip a lot. The one where...
I can't believe we pulled that off.
We get on the screen at the same time and he just starts laughing. The person who helped you
set
that up.
Yeah, shout out to
a
friend who alley-ooped that.
Yeah,
the
person who helps you set that up has called that his greatest career achievement.
No, yeah.
Getting the two of us on the screen together. I'd love to get, man, I really hope Ricky shows up in the big boy league.
It's time. Yeah, it's time.
Yeah, it is time. I really need to see Ricky in the big boy league. So we're at episode number 974. And so the 1,000th episode, it's not too far away.
Maybe the running bit ends. We finally get Brian Scalabrine on the show. He doesn't ghost us twice.
Zay has it clocked at August 21st.
Yeah, that's where I'm looking.
Which would be 4 days after our four-year anniversary. Because we're August 17th, right?
Yeah.
What day is August 21st?
It's a Tuesday.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday.
Well, let's load it up then.
Let's do it.
See what Rick Ross and Brett are doing that day?
Well, someone asked, can we get Ross back? I don't see why not. I don't know. Jesse, fire up the dumb button. Let's get cooking.
Get Brett in here, man. Come on, man. Well,
Brett would come on the show in a heartbeat.
He would.
The crazy thing about Brett is that's probably just like an email. Hey, Brett, can you pull up on the show? Yeah, when? It's probably that easy.
Dog, I was just talking to Brett, like, before my wedding. I was like, yo, man, just checking in, seeing how you're doing. I emailed the guy. The guy's the owner, CEO. Just emailed him. Hey, man, how you doing, man? Everything going good? Oh, yeah, it's good. I say, hey, man, I'm planning for this wedding. He's like, what you need? I was like, man, you know, I'm never going to turn down some champagne. He's like, I got some cases coming. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Like, just on email, just talking to this guy.
So much Luke Belair at this dude's wedding. Like, JT was taking me around the spot, and every door he opened, yeah, this is where the grooms were. 12 bottles of Luke Belair.
What's this guy talking about?
Now, wait a minute. This is a shoot. this is where the bride was getting dressed. 12 bottles of Luke Belair. Like, it was like a plastic cup at a music festival. Just Luke Belair bottles lying all over the place.
Shout out Luke Belair, man. You know I love that, man. I love it. I don't know, live show. Somewhere.
We have the live show set for Sky River, but Sky River like limits us to where like the kids can't come. Mm-hmm. We'll work on it. We'll see what we could do. August 21st, the 1,000th episode.
We got a couple friends downtown nowadays. They like when we pull up. They like when we pull up. Man.
That is wild. We're already at 1,000 shows, though, if you think about it.
That is crazy.
It's going by pretty quick.
And it doesn't feel like it's ending. Like, it feels like we, like, our bosses like us.
Yeah, no.
Surprisingly.
Right?
They do.
Right? All right. All right, we're working on it. August 21st, the 1,000th episode.
Let's get the D'Lo and KC. We can go where Sarah Hodges goes after work sometimes.
I don't know if I can get that's into the same she, place as she, Sarah Hodges
she
goes.
She told us, she said, after work, you know, I'm ready to turn up. There's really only one place to get a drink.
Well, that's actually accurate. There's only one place open past 11 o'clock in Sacramento. As we bring in our man Jason Jones, as the chat house pointed out, of the New York Times.
Hey,
Jason Jones, our man right here.
Let's not feed into that. There's only one place to get a drink in Sac, or people, or my colleagues get on Twitter or X or whatever and take shots at Kenny, and then I got to come on here after y'all had insulted one of my colleagues.
I don't know why they take shots at me.
Wait, who you talk? You talking about Coffee Boy? Who are you talking about?
I don't even know who Coffee Boy is.
It's your boy Amin.
No, I'm talking about, you know, the Zach Harpers and the Jake. You know,
oh, he's called the barista.
Yeah, that's the little barista. Yeah, there's Coffee.
I'm not even familiar with these. I just saw Zach in Vegas last week, you know, so.
Deuces. No, it's fine. I don't want you to.
Please subscribe. Please subscribe.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate, I got this in Vegas last week. I got you one, too. So
I don't know why. I don't need one. Although, like I mentioned, I don't have a problem with the Raiders. It's always the Raiders fans always hating on the Niners. I ain't got no issue with the Raiders. Well, it's whatever.
In denial. I mean, you're such a L.A. like Raider guy, but then you get on the air and claim the other teams.
What are you talking about? This guy's just talking. He's just talking at this point.
You from a Niner game, you know, or a Giants game, and we got proof of you were at the Dodgers.
Yeah, I was at a Dodgers game in all my Giants gear. What's this guy talking about?
That's the picture I saw.
What picture you see?
What a picture. You're
in the Dodgers store looking mighty happy.
No, I definitely wasn't looking happy.
It was similar to the Lakers mural that we have pictures of.
The one that I flicked off?
Wifey will co-sign on that. She probably took the picture.
She did. We have it. That's true. It's a true story. Jason shooting from the hip, as they say.
I'm done with the media, man.
I seen it on the internet.
Media is a joke.
The only time, Jason, when he's not L.A. is when it comes to Kendrick and Drake. Then he's Canadian.
What?
Right.
Yo, I got love for Kendrick. I got love for Drake. I'm like DeMar DeRozan. I said this last week. I'm like DeMar, man. I got love for Drake. You know what Kendrick is? Whatever.
Gravy on his fries all of a sudden. It's just amazing. He's like, more gravy, please.
Look, man. They're always trying to divide us. No. I got love for Drake. I got love for Kendrick. Both of those dudes put out dope music, man. It's what it is. It's what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. If that helps
I can't really talk right now. I've been making fun of y'all about Bosa. Then my boy Max came
well.
Out. I got to ask him where he was on January 6th now.
No, that is the underlying funny thing about that. For like 3 years, Raider fans have been making jokes about Bosa. And then I
was like, thanks a lot, Max. You didn't kill my momentum. Jerk. What the fuck was this? I'm like,
yo, that was crazy to just out with.
He just popped out on a Saturday. Killed my buzz and everything. I was like,
I didn't know that was going down that way.
I thought it was fake. And somebody was like, our Raiders beat writer sent it to me. He was like, Jay, no. I was like, what? This got to be fake. I was like, oh my God, it's real. And then you start seeing the mentions under it. Like, true American. We love you, Max. I said, oh God. I said,
was it? He was at a fight with, right?
Yeah,
that's
UFC
where they were
fight,
together. They were at a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I said, he can get all the Kobe tattoos he won. He can wear all the Louis and say that, you know, Devontae's his brother. You know, I said, at least Nick popped out in college and told us from the jump and then deleted everything because he knew he was going to the Bears.
Now he's got special handshakes with every black player on the team.
There is,
they be treating him like LeBron brothers. On the Cavs.
Right.
God, I said, talk about killing your buzz. I was like, Max, come on. What are we doing, Max, on a Saturday?
Is the a right turn here, Casey mentioned LeBron in Cleveland. Is the criticism of Bronny fair? Like, it feels like, and I get it, it's getting, you know, ESPN treatment, and it gets star graphic treatment and all of that stuff. But, like, every basket he makes or doesn't make or everything he does in a summer league game is so being hyper-analyzed and hyper-criticized by groups that love him and groups that hate him.
Yeah, I think it's fair to criticize the Lakers. Mm. I'll start there because – you gave the 55th pick a guaranteed deal, filling out your roster. All this talk about maybe they can get Gary Trent if they can move a guy. They couldn't move a guy, so now you lose out on a player who would have helped you this coming season when you could have got Bronny on a two-way. So I also think that some of the criticism of him is honestly really aimed at his father.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bronny ain't done nothing but take the opportunity that they gave him, you know, and I mean, the whole idea, he's not ready for the NBA. I ask people, when's the last time a guy picked that late in the draft was NBA ready? Hmm. Is he, of course he's not NBA ready. So I think if you want to critique him as a player, that's fair. He's given us plenty to critique. But I think people aren't looking at it through the lens of a guy who almost went undrafted. Mm. They're looking at it through the lens of that's LeBron James' son, and like he was a top 10 pick. To me, that part isn't fair. I think if he was any other 55th pick, no one would care that he can't make a three because he was the 55th pick. Mm. And you figure he's going to be playing in the G League a lot anyway. But I do think there's a lack of perspective about him at this point, where he's being treated like he was a lottery pick. And I'm like, anybody with sense knew, you know, that he was not going to set the world on fire. And I'm not saying that to say that he's going to be some great player. I'm just saying I didn't have these great expectations for him. And I think people are putting expectations on him that are probably unreasonable and unfair. And I think a lot of that is more about the Lakers and his dad than it really is about him.
I'm looking at the box score right now. Nobody cares that Isaiah Wong went 3-for-6 today with 7 points. Like, no, nobody's even thinking twice about that. Mm-hmm. But because of Bronny, you know, it's got to be an indictment on who he is as a player and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. The one thing I would say that was a great point by you, Jason, that once again isn't Bronny's fault, but it is Lakers' fault, is they didn't have to give him that contract as the 55th pick in the second round. Like, that's adding fuel to the fire. That's putting even more of a target on his back. What was it, like a 4-year deal, $9 million?
4 years,
like that?
Up to like 7.9 mil. Yeah. And like I said, for the Lakers, you know, they had a bunch of these, you know, minimum guys on first year deals last year with a player option. Mm. Usually, the assumption is that the guy will play decent enough to opt out. Mm. All those Cam Reddish ain't opting out. Mm-hmm. He might be playing over there with Pat Bev if he opts out.
Mm-hmm.
So Christian Wood, he's not opting out. So you didn't have the roster spots you thought you were going to have. And by giving the 55th pick a guaranteed deal, you cost yourself Gary Trent Jr., who legit could have helped you. Maybe it won't matter. Maybe Max Christie takes the leap. But if you're talking about you've got a limited window with LeBron and AD to push, try to get a championship, Bronny ain't helping you win the championship.
Yeah.
You know, a veteran, if you could have got a veteran minimum guy like that, that would have helped you. And so I think to me, that's the real criticism should be of the Lakers front office.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm like, don't be mad at Bronny, be mad at Rob Pelinka.
Yeah.
They made that call and gave him that contract, you know, and, you know, they said, well, Rich Paul said that he would only take this type of deal. Okay, well, you don't have to draft him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and I think in a lot of ways, what Bronny is going through is 100% about his dad in the Lakers and not about him. And everything he does is going to be like, I mean, I've seen some bad summer league players. Mm-hmm. And rarely are
Yeah, you covered the Kings.
See, you said that. I wasn't even referring
to we knew. We were watching too. We know.
Yeah, and I wasn't just referring to the King. I'm just saying this in general. I've seen some very bad summer league play. It's not the best brand of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys trying to get jobs. You know, I don't care what plays you want to call. Guys are trying to get their job, whether it be the G League, overseas. You know, it's just not a great brand of basketball. The Lakers historically field terrible summer league teams. Outside of what, 27? I swear the Lakers just go on the street and say, "Hey, you want to play in summer league?" I mean, they'll be like, "Hey, we got our draft pick and these 10 dudes who were playing pickup down at UNLV yesterday. Here's our summer league team." And you know, so is he the worst player in summer? People talking about he's the worst player in summer league history. Like, no, he's not. Like, calm down. Like, there have been some, you know, but he's being judged like he was a lottery pick, not like a guy who started what 12, 15 games and averaged 4 or 5 points. He's being judged like he's LeBron. And, you know, it was weird. I caught the part of the Houston game. He moves and walks and stuff like his dad. Mm-hmm. He is not his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He got all of his dad's mannerisms minus, like, you know, 8 inches of height and like once in a lifetime generational athleticism.
Yeah. Quick side note, as you saw, they didn't let Nick Saban in today to SEC Media League.
Yeah.
He got in there.
It was pretty funny. They didn't let him in because he forgot his credential yesterday.
The greatest coach of all time couldn't get past security.
Yeah. He's like, hey, can I get in? No. Where's your badge, sir? I'm Nick Saban. I don't care who you. I picture,
sure you are, pal.
I picture that scene being like a black grandmother, like, sir, I don't care who you, what your name is. I'm not losing my job because you don't have a badge.
Right.
I'm going to need you to go talk to somebody and show me your badge next time. So I don't care who you are. I don't care how many championships you won. I'm not losing my job.
You're not on this list.
I don't see you on here.
I hope the people at Customs are that tough when it comes to letting Pat Bev back in the country.
Oh, damn.
I hope they just let Pat Bev stay over there. Oh. Hey, congratulations, man. Go make that money. They made him an offer he can't refuse. Well, yeah, sure, pal.
They gave me everything I was looking for.
Yeah, which was a job. That's pretty much all that
was. It was an actual offer, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a job. That's all I was looking for, and they offered it, so I took it. But okay.
Yeah, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. What were your other offers? That's beside the point.
That's on next week's
podcast. Oh, that was different. Yeah. So back to Bronny real quick, though. I do feel like a lot of people that criticize Bronny haven't really watched him play. They look at the numbers at SC and look at what he does here. And I don't know if he's an NBA guy or not, but he's a good basketball player. Like, he's not a bad basketball player at all. Is he NBA caliber? I don't know. Can he go overseas and play? Absolutely. And that's what a lot of these guys in summer league are. Like, they may not be NBA caliber, but they go overseas and they average 15 to 25 points a night and get paid handsomely. He may be that level of ball player, but even with that, you're still like pretty good at basketball. I hate when people are like, he's terrible. Not just Bronny, but just like anybody that you see on TV. Oh, he's not good at basketball. Are you crazy? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they are crazy. Yeah, they are crazy. Because, I mean, some of the takes, you know, because even someone was saying, you know, some deserving player is not in the NBA because of Bronny. I said, trust me, in the pecking order of guys who, quote, don't deserve their – who are taking jobs, he is near the very, very end of guys taking someone's job.
Did anyone get mad at two or three teams that tampered and didn't have draft picks? And because they didn't have draft picks, there were only 58 selections. Those teams kept two players from getting a job, too. Is anybody worked up about that?
Nope. Oh. No. And the thing is, too, no one has pointed out this one player who missed out on being drafted solely because of Bronny. Like, there's like 15 guys sitting somewhere in Vegas right now going, if it wasn't for him, I'd have got my name called.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I would have made it.
Oh, yeah. But LeBron and Bronny, jeez.
They'll all be Shanghai Sharks.
I told Casey yesterday, I was speechless when I saw the news about Jalen Brunson's contract. Do you think, wow, we lost Lindsay.
Yeah, wow.
Lindsay's going to the Lakers.
Oh, come on.
Hey.
Come on.
What the hell?
My homie, Lindsay.
No, that ain't cool.
Hey.
That ain't cool.
That's my peoples, you know. I wrote the story. That's my peoples.
Oh, man. You influence. Tampering. Take their second round pick away.
Take Bronny away.
I didn't even see Lindsay when I was in Vegas. No, that's Duke.
Lindsay Harding has agreed to a deal to become an assistant with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Mm. Hey, that's Duke. That's JJ tapping into that Blue Devil connection. See,
I wonder if she's going to be a first row. I hope so.
I don't know. I mean, they got Nate McMillan, Scott Brooks, Greg St. Jean.
So my guess out the gate is no.
Mm. But you know, look at the G League Kings keep sending their coaches to the big time. You know, Bobby. You know, Lindsay.
Bobby went to the front row though.
Yeah, front row.
I hope
Lindsay might be ahead of St. Jean. No disrespect to him.
I hope so.
Yeah, we'll see. But I mean, I imagine she didn't. I imagine she's not leaving Stockton to go take a similar role that she had in Sac.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think she's leaving to go. Be a back of the row development coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's good for her because I know the time I got to know Lindsay, wrote about her. Her passion for the game is real. She, I know the Kings who worked with her, they loved working with her. She's popular with the players. She connects with them. I'm happy for her, and I did not influence this decision at all. I did not say, Scott Brooks did not ask me to talk to her or anything like that.
No, I'm sure you did.
No, we're submitting for your phone records.
Absolutely.
Pal. Yep.
I'm sure you did something nefarious.
I'm going to check my mentions and they're going to be mad at me again. Look, he ain't on the cover of the team anymore. Look what he's doing. Sending people to first KC's the Laker fan. Now this.
Shout out Lindsay, man. She's been one of my favorite people since she was at Duke.
She's good. She's legit good people.
Yes.
And y'all know in this business, there's people who pretend to be good and they really aren't. There's people who go on the camera. They're so lovable and you get away from the camera and you can't stand them. She's legit a good person. So I'm happy for her.
And she hasn't aged a single day from like the moment I met her, her senior year in high school. I don't think she's aged a single day.
Good genes.
It don't crack. It don't crack.
Congratulations, Lindsay. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I can't believe that. The Lakers, man. Come on, man.
You sound like me when Jalen Brown won. Like, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Somebody on Twitter said, Jalen Brown can apologize to Bronny by demanding a trade to the Lakers so he can be there to help mentor him. He's like, you want to make it up to Bronny? Go to Boston and say, get me out. I only play for the Lakers and take back whatever they say they have to take back.
Oh, man. Congratulations, Lindsay Harding. She's headed to join J.J. Redick in Los Angeles with the Lakers. Where I was going, Jalen Brunson signs what really feels like an absolutely unprecedented deal in the fact that there was money there for him. Next year, like 1 year from now, there was significantly more money out there for him. We just saw Donovan Mitchell play out the year to get to the contract he just signed. We're witnessing that with players across the league holding off on an extension that they're eligible for because they can sign a bigger one the following year. Again, I was speechless. Were you surprised to see the deal that Jalen Brunson signed?
I was. I'm like, I'm pretty sure but it's also a result of this CBA they agreed to. And what it's going to do now is, like it or not, he becomes the example to other teams. He'll say to their stars, hey, you want to take that supermax, whatever? Look what he did to help. And that thing is, there's no guarantee the Knicks will do anything with that savings. But to me, the creepier part of it is when your agent is the son of the guy negotiating. We want to talk about some nepotism types, some crazy family ties.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, hey, Dad, I'll negotiate. Hey, how about we work this out? And then on the back end, you can come. I mean, that's wild. That's wild.
I mean, and that's, I think that's another reason why I think that's happening. Like he gonna get at least a $300 million deal. I don't know if he gets a $400 million deal. He getting at least a $300 million deal. People kind of forget because he's lived up to the contract. A lot of people thought that $100 million was crazy mm-hmm. for Jalen Brunson
when he signed,
and they thought like he got that. In part because his dad was there and all this other stuff and those connections and things of that nature.
And, you know, the relationship with Leon Rose. Mm-hmm. And like I said, his agent is Leon Rose's son. I mean, that is imagine if De'Aaron's agent was Monty McNair's son. I mean, just think about that. You know, and mind you, and if Monty was only the GM because he stepped down from the agency that his son still works for. I mean, just think about how wild that whole scenario is.
Yeah.
And then the best part about it, though, were Josh Hart's tweets.
Yeah. Build him a statue.
Yeah. He even did the Shannon Sharp, I'm going to pour honey on you, goat.
Okay, well,
right, well, Santa, okay, Shannon.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody celebrates differently.
Yeah, Josh Hart is a treasure on social media.
Some people celebrate like Chris Bosh and was it Tatum? did Tatum have an awkward Tatum champagne had a moment?
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah.
Tatum stole everyone's celebration. Tatum was like a meme. He was like, this was like any celebration that ever happened, he borrowed from.
He gonna put the
Tatum alone.
Tatum gonna put the American flag over his shoulder on the podium.
I mean, like, bro,
Magic Johnson, like,
look, and they're gonna be like, bro, you wear Nike, yeah, you don't like, have
you
to
don't
cover.
Have to do that.
It's be okay. Like, oh my bad. Oh, he's gonna elbow somebody like Barkley.
What'd he say? Not anything is possible. But he said, "This is awesome.
We did it."
He didn't even know what to say.
We like, did it.
He didn't want to make it too obvious. So I'm just like, man.
That's my boy, man.
Then
y'all got to stop talking about my
man
boy.
Quoted Kanye West, which is a tough, tough look.
There's a lot of tough, tough looks in quoting people now.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing social media has done is pulled back the veil from everyone's celebrities. It's like, you're like, I almost missed the days growing up where I didn't know that, like, John Stockton was, like, John Stockton.
Jeez. So who was he talking about the other day? He was talking about somebody. He said something about LeBron. He said something about LeBron.
I mean, I go through and just unfollow people. Now, just because, not because it's a personal thing, but I don't need to hear, like, Maul from Rory and Maul.
Oh, man, Maul's wildin', bro. He's had a rough 2024.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that. I'm like, it's not even personal. I don't want to see this on my timeline anymore. I don't want to hear you defending, talk about, well, COVID's like the flu, so what was the big deal?
Come on, man.
I'm just it's getting a little wild out there.
I said yesterday, I just want to watch the Cosby Show. Tempest Bledsoe and Malcolm Jamal Warner never bothered anybody.
Alvin never did anything wrong.
Poor Alvin was working at Whole Foods. They made fun of him. And I think it was Tyler Perry was like, hey, come work for me.
Tyler Perry, and then he was on Power.
Then he was on Power, yeah, you know.
Alvin was on Power. Oh, yeah, that's right. He was Tariq's lawyer. That's right. Yeah. Well, lawyer.
You look back, you're like, wow, TV was just so simple then. We didn't know what Bill had done. We just enjoyed the show. And now it's like, man, I don't know. Like I said, I got a Max Crosby shirt. I'm like,
Max Crosby.
I'm like, man, after I made fun of all these dudes wearing Bosa, look at me. It all comes back around. As I've always said, at some point we all wear the Jordan crying face.
That's what it is, man. That's why football games on Sundays, if the Niners have a 1 o'clock game or a 5 o'clock game and say my ops lose early, I try not to say nothing because I still got to see the game go through. I don't know what's going to happen. So it all comes back around. Because there's been too many times when the Eagles lose at 10 o'clock, and I'm talking crazy, and then the Niners get beat up by somebody at 5. I'm like, oh, man.
You're like, oh, I should have just – I should have been chilling, you know.
The other aspect of that is, hey, might as well get it off while you can.
Pause.
Pause.
Wow, yeah, I mean, hey.
Sir, where is the official? Man.
Whoa, man, that was an obvious hold. They weren't looking.
Hey, you body slammed somebody.
No, what do you do? You just got to throw the hat in the air over that one.
Obvious hold. Nobody, no, they weren't watching. Hey, you don't have the authority to make that call, sir.
Hell, I don't. Man,
that was
a flagrant
too. The Rams Saints pass interference and NFC Championship game.
Oh my God,
they weren't watching. Sorry,
there's a lot of people out of pocket right now. Your boy Michael Ealy is out of pocket right now.
Hey, Michael Ealy's once again. Let's ignore the fact that he did dap up Jonathan Majors, but.
No,
he still did a lot.
No, yeah, don't pick up my girl, bro.
Yeah, he did a lot.
Yeah, don't pick up my girl.
He did a lot.
Don't dap me up, and then, like I said, that was the, I ain't seen you in so long, and boy, God, I sure do miss you.
Well, look, she kind of played into it. She kind of played
yeah,
into
I mean,
it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was mutual. It was mutual. I'm not absolving him, but it was mutual.
Them light-skinned dudes think they can get away with murder, man. That's
yeah, I know. I ain't got something right.
Joe Budden be having me weak when because they ironically talked about him like 3 weeks ago, like Michael Ealy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Michael Ealy, he not getting me out of the club. And they have to revisit it like, oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
See, here's the thing. Every dude knows there's some dude out there that's going to make their woman crumble, and you got to kind of accept that. You know, life. Some celeb, whatever it is, probably hopefully opens a celebrity, not like her trainer. No. Jim. But to be there and have to watch it, and knowing that because you got cases and all, you can't even do nothing, he's got to sit there and take it like, mm-hmm. He just really picked her up, and she really just like let her body go limp as her arm was around his neck. I mean, the car ride back must have been interesting.
Joe said, you got to always watch out for those ones that can pull them without combing their hair.
Yeah,
got to watch out for them Ealys, the Maxwells. You just never.
Yes, it's rough out. It's rough. I mean, like I said, people just wilding right now. I mean,
when their hair smells like fruits and berries, you're cooked.
Yeah, I said, yeah, it's wild out there in them streets. Y'all be safe. I mean, yeah, people, it's crazy out there. I'm glad I work for the New York Times because that limits what I post on social media because I don't want to lose my job.
I put the phone down this weekend.
No, I was like, hey. I was just talking about that. I ain't got nothing to tweet, man.
I'm not, because you know my phone got flooded with memes.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I'm like, I'm not posting any of this. No, I'm not about to get me. I got kids. I ain't about to lose my job to get these jokes off of you.
Look, I don't even know what y'all say. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Kamara was flat. Check the Kamara group text.
Cameron,
I don't even know what y'all talking about. I'm just watching.
About that Jay Prince thing, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Know. That's all I'm watching, man. I don't know.
I was just watching Attitude Era Raws. That's all I was doing. Yeah. I was minding my own business. Yeah.
Bobby Lashley shaving people's heads, you know.
Wasn't watching that match.
No, I'm saying. Let me just go watch.
Wasn't watching that match.
Let me go watch the MLB Network or something.
Home Run Derby was yesterday. This guy, I was like, I'm over here watching the receiver doc. I'm like, let me just get off. And then, of course, they're interviewing Max every time Devontae's on. Yeah, my brother Max. We both got the Louisville, and we both, we both had to come. We can't. I'm like, Devontae basically sees, like, I'm not. You're like, yeah, I signed off on Jimmy getting benched, or I wasn't going to be a Raider. I'm like, I haven't got to that part yet.
What did he say? He said Jimmy throws a bad pass, and then he says he's going to get me killed.
He's
going to
get
here.
Me killed. Yeah, I'm going to get killed out here.
Yeah.
That was in game. Like that wasn't like a sit down interview. Like that was in the game on the sidelines. Like, he's going to get me killed out here. Every game.
What Kyle Shanahan did for Jimmy Garoppolo is. one of the biggest miracles in the history of football.
That's facts.
That guy looks awful.
It felt like the whole first part of Devontae's part of receivers was, let me show you how much I hate Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, it starts with, we signed him and his foot was hurt. And it's like, throw me the ball. And it's like, well, you know, no, throw me the ball.
The killer is, like, he's on the juice.
Yeah,
right?
It's on the juice.
And then for him to basically say, yeah, I said bench him or I wasn't going to be here again. It's like, wow.
How'd Jimmy Garoppolo get caught for steroids, but Randy Orton don't? Randy Orton and AJ Styles come back 35 pounds heavier. Meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo getting popped for steroids.
35 pounds heavier with six packs.
Man.
Like 45.
At 50.
Man.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, poor Jimmy. Yeah, man, this is.
I used to defend Jimmy. He's awful.
Oh, he's terrible.
I guess it's just all Kyle Shanahan. Because Jimmy's awful.
You know, what's crazy is on the show, they didn't show any of the games Jimmy won. Like, at some point, they're 3-3. And but if you watch the show, the Raiders were 0-3, and it's all Jimmy's fault.
Mm.
Like, they don't show week one where he led the drive to beat. They skipped over anything he did well. It was like, nah, we're just going to, you know.
What games did he win? Did he win that Packers game? Was that a game he won? Where it was like 9-3 or something like that?
I'm trying to remember.
I think he won that game.
9-3?
Yeah, it was a Monday night football game.
I don't think that was a 9-3 game, but I
it was super low scoring. Like it was
Jets was a low scoring game like that on Monday night. I think with the Jets, it was low like that. But now, and that was O'Connell.
No, Packers one was because I remember the Raiders DB I think had a crazy interception on Jordan Love in that game.
Yeah, just the framing of every player, like, you know. Yeah, I love those player produced, because I mean, it's just funny. Like, it makes you kind of like George Kittle. I think George Kittle's very likable anyway. Mm-hmm. But even how they say stuff, it's like, you know, it's like they talk about Debo. It's like, you know, Debo. Then instead of saying his girlfriend, they're like Tyshawn's mother. Like, wow. I was like, come on, man. It's like, come on. Like, what are we doing here?
I'm only halfway through the first episode.
Need to get Tyreek Hill on there for that part.
Oh well,
yeah, Tyreek's having a hell of a year.
That show's better than Hard Knocks. Have you seen the midseason Hard Knocks?
I haven't watched it yet. I did see the Giants stay with a terrible player.
This Christian the preseason Hard Knocks.
Off season
Hard Knocks. Yeah, they got to do something with all that. You know, all these TV deals going on. I mean, if the NBA gets their way. What are they going to do with league pass? They're going to have games on every night.
No, that's a question. We didn't get to.
I wish you'd tell the whole story. There's more to that.
We know what's going to happen. They're going to go to 7 nights a week. They're going to give the Kings like 9 national games. They're going to be like, we've got like quadruple the coverage. Let's get like more Knicks, more Lakers, more Celtics, more Warriors. Warriors won't even be good. They won't care. We'll get 40 nights of Warrior games.
The Warriors.
Jimmy Garoppolo 40. Did beat the Packers 17-13. He
17
for,
points?
Yeah, 17-13. Ooh. He threw for 208 yards in that game. Jason.
You would never know watching receivers. Oh, you would never know.
You 208 yards.
You watch receivers, you swear Jimmy completed like 8% of his passes. They don't even show him making a completion in practice, I don't think.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, I was just like, I know Jimmy. I said Mahomes and you know Peyton Manning were clearly on this, and they clearly didn't talk to Jimmy at all, because I mean, you would swear Jimmy did nothing except show up hurt and then make Devontae mad all season.
Makes for a good story.
Yeah.
Jay, we appreciate you. Jason Jones of the New York Times.
New York Times, that is. Yeah.
We appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you.
All right, man. Y'all take care.
All right, that's Jason Jones.
208 yards.
Oh, man. RIP to Jelly Bean Bryant. I can't lie. When that news alert popped up, I was confused. I was like, Joe Bryant?
Mm.
And then it was like, Kobe's dead. It's like, Kobe's dad's name's Joe? I always just knew him as Jelly Bean. I forgot his name was Joe.
Yep.
I think did he coach in the W for a second?
Maybe.
I know Mike's dad did. He did coach in the W for a second, right? Yeah. All right.
RIP, man.
Yeah, that was always tough to see stuff like that. We appreciate you so much for being with us. If you're on YouTube, hit the thumbs up before you go. We will get into that NBA media rights stuff, and I think there's some interesting conversations to have there. Congratulations again to Lindsey Harding. She's headed off to the Los Angeles Lakers, joined J.J. Redick's staff. And thank y'all so much for being with us. We're headed over to 102.5. We got the All-Star game coming up here. And we'll see you tomorrow, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos National League.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.